AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 30,000 runners are at the Boston Marathon this morning, 2 years after the bombing that killed three people and injured 260 more. Police are patrolling with bomb-sniffing dogs. More than 3,000 officers are watching over the marathon. Our Denise Lavoie is in Boston.
Last year on the first anniversary, there were many, many tributes and many ceremonies to remember the victims and to pause and say, you know, we're going to move on from this. This year, the number of memorials and ceremonies seems to be noticeably smaller, but there is still a lot of talk of, you know, we're not going to let this mar the Boston Marathon.
Tomorrow, the jury that convicted surviving bomber Johar Tsarnaev begins deciding whether he should be executed. As many as 900 migrants are missing after a smuggler ship went down off the coast of Libya. Those on board were apparently trying to escape troubled countries like Somalia, Syria, and Iraq. Many were trying to get to Italy. But Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni says the migrants fleeing war zones present a challenge for all of Europe.
It's a European emergency, so it's not the problem to help Italy. It's a problem to help Europe. You can't have a European emergency and an Italian answer.
EU foreign ministers are gathering for an emergency meeting now to address the crisis. We expect to hear more today about six people arrested yesterday in Minneapolis and San Diego in a terrorism investigation. The investigation's focused on young people who try to travel overseas to fight alongside Islamic State group militants. The postal worker who landed his tiny helicopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol says the idea that he might be shot down by authorities didn't really worry him at the time. This is AP Radio News. Target's website was overwhelmed on Sunday morning by shoppers trying to get designer clothing. Our Ed Donahue has this story.
Fans of Lilly Pulitzer found it nearly impossible early to buy anything from Target online, but not Janet Anderson.
No, because we knew it wouldn't work.
She decided to get in line early at a Target store near Washington. Many shoppers had been to several Target stores looking for what they wanted. Emma Anderson said it was worth all the effort to buy some of the Lilly Pulitzer collection.
The prints are really classic. They work on everyone, and I think the lower prices are really appealing to everyone at Target.
A Target spokesman says the website did not crash, but they had to take steps to manage the site due to overwhelming traffic. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The blockbuster movie Furious 7 is number one for a third week in a row. One expert says this movie is making so much money, it's become part of movie folklore. $294 million so far. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.